I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hopes for a ceasefire in the Democratic Republic of Congo died instantly when the M23 militia refused to withdraw from Goma. Jim Snyder with Touch Global says conflict crossed into Rwanda. Over 700,000 people fled. Touch Global partners with a local church there.
In eastern Congo, we have people that are responding to the needs of refugees that are still settled in refugee camps, providing food, tarps, any kind of assistance.
Pray for gospel opportunities. Church leaders have also asked for 500 Swahili Bibles to replace the ones lost or burned. Can you help them? We'll connect you with a link at missionnetworknews.org. Remember the story of Lazarus? Jesus raised him back to life after he'd been dead for 4 days.
Through that path that Jesus showed us, he wanted us to go to Peru to do evangelism and discipleship.
The Mission Society's Arthur Ivey and his family have done just that. Their ministry grew from 2 discipleship groups to nearly 400. Arthur's wife knew that kids needed discipleship too. Each week, 1,000 kids learned how to be Christ followers.
She could open about 3 times that many. She just doesn't have enough workers to help her with the kids' clubs.
Find more at missionnetworknews.org. And 30,000 people gathered in Australia for music, extreme sports, and demonstrations. Why? Louise Palau Association, along with over 100 churches, held an event to reach new generations with the gospel. Australian Idol winner Stan Walker performed. Each night, Louise Palau shared the gospel and several hundred people came to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy and Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.